My name is Robert Shaw, and I have practiced medicine in Iowa for more than 30 years. I specialized in newborn intensive care at Blank Children's Hospital, where I continue to serve on the board. My wife, Becky, practices OBGYN and teaches at Des Moines University. As a medical provider and board chair at Planned Parenthood of the Heartland, I cannot remain quiet about the medical inaccuracies being presented and the utter disregard for upholding the integrity of the Board of Medicine. Planned Parenthood utilizes a safe and effective delivery system for medication abortion. Planned Parenthood's delivery system, as most in Iowa, was implemented to expand access to health care for rural Iowa women so they wouldn't have to travel long distances to see a doctor. Telemedicine is not a new way to deliver medical services. It's been used in Iowa since the early 1990s. The exact same medical procedures and protocols are followed when telehealth services are used to provide medication abortion. The patient receives the same medical attention and high quality of care. Patient satisfaction rates remain high and complication rates remain low, regardless of how the prescription is delivered. An independent study on Planned Parenthood's telemedicine delivery system shows it's not only safe and effective, but highly acceptable among women. More than 90% of the patients surveyed said they were very satisfied using telehealth communications. Another independent study found using telehealth to deliver medication abortion did not increase the overall number of abortions in Iowa. It found that women are more likely to have an abortion before 14 weeks of pregnancy. As a medical provider, I know that an abortion earlier in pregnancy is less complicated than abortion later in pregnancy. Most importantly, there have been no complaints from the more than 3,000 women that have utilized Planned Parenthood's telehealth delivery system. Singling out this one use of telemedicine technology is poor medical practice. Telemedicine delivery systems are used by many healthcare providers, from psychiatric care to surgery, geriatric care, family medicine, and more. It's poor medical practice to target and ban only one medication dispensed through this innovative technology. Many other medical procedures, some with higher risk of adverse events or serious complications, are still permitted to utilize telehealth systems. If this issue truly is about the health and safety of Iowans, why isn't the board addressing other uses of telemedicine with higher risks? Singling out this delivery system for medication abortion unjustly prohibits rural Iowa women from the advantages of technology. The Board of Medicine should not be politicized. The Board of Medicine is a government entity charged with reading the law and ensuring providers are not violating the rules and regulations of the state of Iowa. The board is not a political body where one protests or pickets to make a political statement, yet it appears this is what is taking place. In 2010, Planned Parenthood's telemedicine delivery system was targeted with similar complaints by another extreme organization trying to eliminate abortion. After intense investigation, the board dismissed the complaint and closed the file without taking any action. The board was satisfied with our delivery system and confident in the safety of our program. This proved what we always knew. We have a safe and legal system to provide medication abortion to Iowa women. The only thing that has changed since the 2010 investigation is the makeup of the board, which was appointed by Governor Granstedt. The governor has publicly supported the anti-abortion groups promoting this petition and voiced support for a ban on abortion. Additionally, the Register has confirmed there was communication with the governor's office and the activists who created the petition before it was filed with the board. This is a terrifying example of politics dictating health care. The proposed rules in the petition are troubling for many reasons. The rules require a doctor perform a physical exam. This requirement is unclear. Would a doctor be required to perform an unnecessary pap test or pelvic exam? Requiring exams that are not medically necessary would change the processes and protocols of all physicians providing medication abortion in Iowa. The rules also require a doctor to be present when medication is provided. Through Planned Parenthood's system, a doctor is always present when the medication is provided. The difference is physically handing a patient the medication or dispensing it to the patient through telehealth delivery. Physically handing a patient the medication does nothing to improve the safety or health of a woman. The goal of this complaint against Planned Parenthood's system is to eliminate abortion. Many anti-abortion organizations are using false medical claims and concerns to promote their agenda. As a medical provider, I'm confident Planned Parenthood's telemedicine delivery system is safe and effective. Any decisions made by the board should be based on sound medical science and information, not proposals from extreme organizations against abortion. The integrity of the Board of Medicine is in the balance.
Okay. We're only going to address the rules because we do have a lot of people in here and you're making political statements also, which is completely unnecessary. We want to talk about what you agree or don't agree. I heard you say that you think the physical exam part is unclear. So the physician, it was my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the that a physical is performed on a woman prior to what's happening now. Maybe if you explain what's happening now, then we'll have a good basis. So when a woman goes in now, what kind of tests are given to her before she receives the medicine?
I appreciate the question, and I have a colleague here who is in a position to walk you through those steps.
All right.
Okay, can I ask a question? you said this procedure, telemedicine, is used for other illnesses. Can you say what some of those are, some of the other conditions rather than abortion that are used?
Well, I mentioned some of the specialties involved, including psychiatric care, pediatric subspecialty care, cardiology subspecialty care. There will be other uses coming by the handfuls. This is an exploding area of medicine entirely designed to increase healthcare delivery to rural and distant.
And those would be situations where I have heart disease. I could possibly see a doctor at a rural location through a camera, and he could dispense medicine for me for my heart condition.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair.
So can you answer, like, what the whole protocol you want someone else to answer as far as what happens?
Well, I have someone here who can speak to that.
Yes. Does anyone else have any questions for Dr. Shaw? Yes, Prima.
Yes. Do you have any objection to the part of the rule that requires the physician to attempt to schedule a follow-up appointment?
I would have objection to any rule that wasn't in the best interest of the patient and the physician. This isn't a legislative matter. It's a medically indicated follow-up. And that should be left to that relationship and the particular of each individual patient.
I don't think that answered my question completely, and maybe it would be better to speak with the person who is going to describe the procedure, but part of the rule, there are five different paragraphs. The fourth paragraph relates to the follow-up appointment to confirm termination of pregnancy and evaluate the woman's medical condition, and says the physician shall use all reasonable efforts to ensure that the woman is aware of the follow-up appointment and that she returns for the appointment. So do you have any opinion on that paragraph?
I would, again, defer to Dr. Ross, who is here to speak to that specifically.
So, I'm sorry. Are you finished? Senator Shelgren.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a couple brief questions. You said basically that in your survey that 90% of the women were satisfied, and therefore by default 10% were unsatisfied. Is there any other area in medicine you can think of that has such a high dissatisfaction rate?
I said that 90% were highly satisfied.
Okay, I only picked up the one. Sorry. So do you know what the percentages are that were unsatisfied?
We have received no complaints.
So out of 3,000 abortions, you've received no complaints about those abortions?
That is correct.
Thank you very much.